Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Steve Ehrlich. He's the Senior Vice President of Marketing over at Spacetime Insight. They're a software and infrastructure company specializing in smart grid enhancements and system infrastructures. So hi, Steve. Welcome aboard the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's really important right now that we get people at every level of the grid involved in this discussion, because we are literally going towards a point where power and the power infrastructure is going to be a gestalt that includes all of the devices, at least the ones that provide any real demand upon it, in a communications and management and oversight, even in the most crude sense. But in some cases, it may go to extreme levels of control, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we see in many organizations out there is they have great systems, they have very smart systems. The problem is that they're very isolated, and the silos are creating challenges for the organization because they can't get one complete picture of what's going on. And so the need is to say, well, I have this knowledge here and this knowledge here and this knowledge here. How do I bring those together? Figure out how they relate to each other so I can make a more accurate, faster decision.
Well, and that's triple and quadruple is important when we're talking about something like the smart grid, because at any level or at any point geographically, you could be talking about billions of dollars in waste going on.
Billions of dollars in waste, and also, you know, lives and risk. I mean, if you think about a storm or a crisis that's going on, how do you know what the field crews are working on as relates to what's happening elsewhere in the grid, as to where a storm is happening, where is a fire caused by a storm, as where this customer is calling into a call center complaining they don't have power? So how do all those things relate to each other?
Mm-hmm. So now, Spacetime, it's a bit of an ambitious title, but if you're really providing all of that information, I gather it's deserved. But now, what do you provide the grid level engineer right now?
We're doing analysis, as the name suggests, across space and time, so that you might want to understand how geospatially information is accessible. So for example, you might want to understand how many customers are within a 5-mile radius of a specific asset that is on fire or under duress, because that would then tell you the scope of an outage, perhaps. You also might want to find out how long that particular situation has been going on and how it has evolved over the last period of time. And so it's almost like watching a movie on the screen. You can play back on a geospatial display the status of assets over a period of time and say, you know, what happened 1.3 hours ago? Where were my crews? What was the asset? What were the sensor readings? What was the weather at the time? Was there lightning? You know, and so on. And so really understanding all these dynamics at a point in time. There's actually one more piece to this which is not included in our name, which is a nodal analysis. And so that's understanding how the different nodes on a grid essentially relate to each other. So for that asset's on fire, former, all customers that are downstream obviously going to be without power. And so that understanding of that relationship is implicit in the analysis we provide, and you can then trace the path, essentially, of electrons to and from generation point to distribution.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, you were talking about geospatial. Now, what assets do you use to compile this information? Is it purely geospatial data? Is it ground-based sensors as well? How do you put together this image?
Yeah, that's a good question. We take data from pretty much anywhere. It could be we have about 30 different adapters that can take data from any system, whether it's real readings. We can take synchrophasor data, 60 reads a second, combine that with meter data, with PI data. We can combine that with enterprise data, perhaps asset systems, HR systems, field service systems, combine that with better fire feeds, and so on, and apply to that also machine intelligence, so predictive models or anomaly models that look for, you know, sudden changes in behavior. and perhaps even social media. You know, if customers are tweeting that they don't have power, you can look up their customer IDs and see that they're all on the same block. You know, that'll help you identify where a problem is ahead of time. So it's pulling all these data together from these different sources at different formats, arrive at different times, different frequencies, and we really specialize in correlating it all and putting together either on a map in a tabular format, on a chart, or some new format, some other kind of visualization that nobody's really thought of before. That's also a good thing to do.
Well, excellent. That is very good. Now, that's obviously a very organic and granular way to deal with it at the grid level. What about OEMs and people who are developing products that have to actually function within this grid? Do you offer anything to help them out?
Oh, absolutely. So we sell a lot to utilities. We also have companies who OEM us offer. Equipment providers have some basic analytics built into their software, but it's often not sufficient to meet the needs of some of their customers. And since we specialize really in visualization analytics, it's an easy way to extend and to say, well, I have all this great data about what's happening, and now you can really show to a customer really how powerful it is with some very advanced visualization. So we have a development tool that can very quickly be plugged into pretty much any environment, a Java-based environment. So it's very easy to get data in any format up on a map or some other form of visualization.
Wow. So actually, you do provide nice tools. But then again, it's all about visualization. It's all about data simulation. It's all about correlating and interpreting that data. So I got, once you're on a roll, as it were, you can then port that functionality to other application spaces.
That's exactly right. And, so our software doesn't really care whether it's a transformer or a meter or anything in any industry. It's, it's just taking data and putting it on a display.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, is there anything you wanted to leave our audience with before we closed out the episode?
Sure. I mean, I think, this is a fairly new and innovative technology. It's very, very exciting, and I encourage some folks to visit, either our website, or there's a few examples on YouTube as well. One is of the California ISO, of how they're using the software to run the California grid. And it's just very exciting because it sets up a new way of managing, a new way of visualizing data that really wasn't possible before. So I encourage folks to check it out to see how it works.
Excellent. Well, Steve, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. And I'd like to thank everybody out there for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.